So I'm probably winning the award for the person with the most stuff on the first slide. So in case any of you, anyone was getting lost or forget where they were, they now know. And there are the objectives at the bottom of slide one, and I do not have any financial disclosures. So here's what I'm going to talk about. Our project, which was funded by the APHA Accreditation Readiness Grant, and by our, I mean the Ohio Public Health Association, was titled Performance Management Getting Ready for Accreditation. And I will tell you now, in many ways, what I say is going to mirror a lot of what the other OPHA speaker talked about, because we have a lot of overlap. We also did a workshop with a follow-up webinar. And why we chose to focus on performance management was because, in part, I was the accreditation coordinator in my health department, and I knew how challenging Domain 9 was. Out of the 98 measures, we only had 9 that were not fully demonstrated, and performance management accounted for some of those, and workforce development also. And you may not know that Ohio law is requiring local health departments to be accredited by 2020. So we did the workshop in May, 9:30 to 2, and our State Public Health Association meeting began at 3 o'clock, so we purposefully held it right then. And our follow-up webinar was about a month later. We contracted also with an excellent facilitator, Jack Moran, Dr. John Moran, from the Public Health Foundation. And again, thank you so much to APHA. We were funded by 2014 Accreditation Readiness Grant. So I'm going to do a little bit of a review, just to make sure we're all on the same page. So as you see, as I go through the barriers and talk about performance management, we'll all be somewhat aligned. So performance management is supposed to be one of the steps as you work your way from the CHIP through the strategic plan, and then you link that with an agency-wide operating plan, namely the performance management system, and also perhaps your service plan, your budgeting plan. And there's your financial plan underneath there. So performance management is defined there, and while you read number two,
Teresa, I guess I'm gonna need you to help me out.
Sure.
I didn't realize we were being recorded. So would you put this first one up there?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Performance management is a system that should be completely integrated into the health department's daily practice and should include organizational objectives, indicators to measure those objectives, a framework or a process for having some responsibility for monitoring the progress in attaining those, and an identification of areas that need focused QI, and then, of course, doing focused QI. And so this is probably very hard to read, but performance management definition up there, a systematic process, which should involve all employees to improve organizational effectiveness, and therefore enable the organization to attain its mission and goals. And that little clock diagram there, if you look at from 9 to where about the 9 to 12 would be in that segment of the round pie, that would be representing organizational objectives, and that technically is performance standards. Then going from 12 to 3, the indicators would be PM or performance measures. Then going over to the 6 to 9 quadrant would be RP, or reporting progress. And then the last quarter from about 3 to 6 would be QI. So there's a listing of the exact verbiage for FAB Standard 9.1, which was the focus of this endeavor that we did at Ohio Public Health Association. And we also did a needs assessment, like our other OPHA colleagues. Ours was done in part not only to help the trainer figure out exactly what to provide, but also because we were doing free CEs for nurses, and the Nursing Association requires some evidence of a needs assessment, and they really like if it's a real needs assessment, not just to review the literature. So we did that. And we sent a survey out to all 124 health departments in Ohio, got about 42% back, and asked them certain questions that were drawn from the Public Health Foundation Turning Point Self-Assessment. Okay, we're probably about ready to go to the next flip chart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And so that needs assessment then asked questions related to the health department's overall readiness and accountability, then performance standards, then performance measures, and then where they felt they were related to the FAB measures under Standard 9.1. And then we asked, what items would you like to see in the workshop? We had feedback from 11 health departments. And we asked, how many of you will be attending, do you think? And you see, almost three-quarters said that they were going to, and the rest were unsure. And the reason we asked the last one was to get an idea, because we purposefully limited participation to not more than one person from each health department so that we would have enough seats in our limited room to cover everybody. When we didn't have as many attendees as we felt we might get, we then opened it up to more. So I'm going to go through the barriers that were identified through the survey that we did, and I have only put up on the slides those to which at least 50% responded that they were either only somewhat doing that particular indicator or barely or not at all. The other option was fully operational. And again, these are taken from the Turning Point self-assessment that you do before performance management. So before I go there, I'm going to review the FAB standards measures under 9.1. Under standard 9.1. Measure 9.1.1 focuses on engaging the staff in performance management, and the two sub-measures under that focus on engaging leadership and management staff, and then engaging non-leadership and management staff. 9.1.2 is actually focusing on implementation. Did you do a self-assessment, and do you have a committee or team that is in place and ready to go on performance management? 9.1.3 is, are you using a process? Namely, do you have standards in place to focus on, and then are you measuring? 9.1.4 is more of an application. It asks, is the health department, they want documentation of how you are looking at customer service as a standard of your effectiveness and how you are analyzing that indicator. And 9.1.5 focuses on training and preparation of staff for performance management. Okay. And so our needs assessment again then reflected that. So the first thing we asked was about barriers to readiness and accountability to implement the performance management system. And I won't read all of those there. You can scan through them where we saw that there were needs in place as identified by the health departments to start rolling forward on performance management. And now moving into having performance management standards in place, again, I'll let you look at those there. And then moving on to focusing on that third, that other quadrant, performance measures. And on this one, you see the last one. For those of you that are here and have a copy of the slides, I have scratched out the one at the bottom. It's not that I don't like it, and it's not that I do like it that I put it on two slides by mistake, but this is the one it should not be on. So just ignore that one there. Okay, and then here's the key one, asking the health departments where they felt they were in activities that fall pretty much in line with the FAB measures under standard 9.1. And if you look at the first one, 51% have leaders or managers engaged in establishing, somewhat have them engaged in establishing or managing performance management, just slightly over half. And if you remember, that relates to FAB measure 9.1.1. The second one under, again, 51% barely or do not have non-leadership or management staff engaged in establishing or updating a performance management system. Again, FAB measure 9.1.1. FAB measure 9.1.2 focused on readiness to implement, and that included self-assessment. And you see the number there that barely or have not undergone that self-assessment. The next one, about 51%, barely or have not analyzed progress toward achieving goals and objectives or identifying areas for improvement. And you remember where those are on the performance management grid, and also those relate to measure 9.1.3. And then the last one, 57%, barely or do not document staff development in performance management, and that is linked with FAB measure 9.1.5. So you see a lot of need. Okay, so a little bit about the workshop. It was 4 hours. It ran from 9:30 to 2 with half an hour for lunch. The cost was $40 for everyone. That paid for the food, which was not covered under the grant, and other expenses. We did provide free CEs for nurses, sanitarians, and that should be those certified in public health. We did poll the audience when we were there because we're trying very hard at Ohio Public Health Association to have CEs linked with everything we do. And we found out that we covered most attendees. There were a few social workers and one dietitian. We didn't cover that. We had both Ohio Public Health Association and local health department reps on the planning committee. We had about 100 attendees, one person from the state, two from academic programs that are in the association, to have CEs linked with everything we do. And we found out that we covered most attendees. Our evaluation results were very good, probably largely because we had a fantastic trainer. Very strong ratings on the ability of the workshop to meet or exceed their expectations, and feeling that the presenter did quite a fine job on content that is fairly difficult to get your hands around. Things that people wanted for the future, and we did this with an eye for sustainability and continuing to meet the huge need in this area, were more workshops, more training, and more focus on the specifics of performance management. What other tools can we use? How can we use them? And so in sustainability, I'm happy to say that, first I'm unhappy to say we didn't apply for accreditation readiness this year. I wish we had. Now I want to do what they did, which is the one-on-one provision of assistance, because those five health departments or four health departments in Ohio that have been accredited, we get accreditation coordinators get a lot of calls for help. We have 124 health departments, and especially those smaller health departments are really, and those in the rural areas are really struggling. But in any case, we do have a state-funded accreditation collaborative that is working quarterly to provide help on accreditation assistance, and much of the focus has been on meeting those needs that were requested from the workshop. We have a rural health department that really stands out and is quite stellar in their work on performance management, and the health commissioner there has graciously donated her time to come in and present several times on her framework. The webinar, which was done 4 weeks later, we had 28 local health departments, and that was pretty much just an open Q&A for Dr. Moran to provide extra information, lurking questions when people went back to their health departments, shared the information, and we did remind them in the workshop that they would have this opportunity. Oh my goodness, I'm done already. So thank you very much for your attention, and I don't know if we have time for any questions, if there are any for me.
Please join me, everybody, in thanking